Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Oh, I bet.
Amazing way. He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Joe Barker, Siemens, is visiting with us. We're celebrating his 15th year as a member of our Brain Trust. JoeBarker.com is the website. StarThrower.com is where you can find his films. And I encourage you to go there and find it. Follow Joel at JoeBarker.com. We'll be glad you did. You'll thank me later. One of the great futurists of our time. Hey, Joel. We're talking about some of the things that you've been forecasting for us for the last 15 years, and some of them are here, some of them are still developing. One of the things that we've talked about and is China. China has got to be one of the most interesting topics in the world right now, some of them good, some of it not so good. But China, I've said for a long time that America worries about China with justification, but China should be worried about itself. What do you think?
Well, China is an enormous population country, the largest in the world. They're also the richest. They have our money in their banks. What is interesting, though, is they also have one of the largest desert areas of any nation in the world.
Yep, the government
and
is.
So they are squeezed. Yeah, they're squeezed to the west of their country, and they're building gigantic apartment buildings to deal with the people. And there's a limit that they're going to run into that I think is going to be very interesting, which is, do they also continue to spend money on the military, which they've spent a lot of money on lately? Or do they focus on their people and these limits? Because, for instance, just think about water.
Well, it's an environmental. China's an environmental apocalypse waiting to happen. It's a nightmare.
Yeah, I was going to say disaster, but apocalypse is pretty good, too.
For them,
In one sense, they've said we'll deal with it, but they're middle class, which is, in fact, where the power is always lies in democracies. Right. Their middle class has said, you are going to have to clean up the air or we're going to get really upset because you're going to kill our children.
The middle class in China is the population of America.
Yeah, exactly. And they're smart. And they're getting wise about this. So China has to look at two things. Number one, where are they going to spend their money? Number two, if they're going to spend it on making the world better for themselves and the world because they impact the world, what is the technology that they need to focus their great talents on to make their country safer and better, but to make the world better? So I think that's a major decision in the present group. It seems to be more interested in the military than they are in the environmental.
Right.
So
exactly.
We're going to be watching that over the next 10 years.
It will have to be. I see. It's still unclear if China is our worst enemy or their own worst enemy. That's still to be determined. Joel, we're running out of time. We've got a few things left. Hydrogen. I want to touch on hydrogen. You've been talking about hydrogen cells. I saw new research recently on hydrogen cells that are being manufactured. This is exciting, isn't it?
Yep. And it's exciting because hydrogen does two things. You can, number one, use it as a storage medium for energy. And number two, you can use it as a fuel to drive transportation. We're talking about trains with hydrogen power instead of diesel fuel.
Planes.
And that's a huge planes. And especially what's interesting is the technology I've seen recently. You super freeze the hydrogen. You take it down as cold as you can get it because it stores better that way. And Airbus has designed a propeller-powered plane in which the electric motor is encased in the cold, super cold, so that it's like superconducting. And if you do it, the size of the motor cuts by 50%, and the efficiency of fuel use goes up 50%. So we have transportation, we have refrigeration, we have energy storage. It's a very interesting piece of technology. In fact, there's one quick story to tell you, and this is a graphene story.
Quickly.
Somebody's trying to figure out, you know, hydrogen will leak through steel. So somebody's thinking, what could we coat on the inside? It turns out one layer of graphene stops the leakage completely. That's how I thought you'd like it.
It's the gift that keeps on giving. Hey, Joel, I just want to say thank you again for 15 great years. We've enjoyed all of our work together. Thank you for being an abiding supporter of all that we do, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you for inviting me, Jim.
Joel Barker, ladies and gentlemen, one of the great futurists of our time and the greatest around here. We revere his work very much. And as I've said, I'll remind you, Paradigms, The Business of Discovering the Future, that book changed my life 30 years ago. I got to go for this hour. No. I got more to come. What am I saying? We're going to talk about manufacturing after the break. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.